Well, Lee Jordan is the man who flies around the world. Sounds like a terrific job, doesn't it? Getting the internationals here, the Europeans, the Kiwis, and certainly the horses from Dubai, from Godolphin, and also now the Japanese. I imagine he would have been pretty pleased with what he saw on Saturday. G'day, Lee.
How are you going, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. It was nice to have him back.
Yeah, no, it was good. It's been a long way. Yeah, since 2006 when they couldn't hold the Melbourne Cup, we've only had Tokai Trick that came in 2010. I mean, they weren't able to come for 4 years because of equine influenza and, quarantine and shipping logistics. But, they were definitely back with some force on Saturday.
They were, mate. The winner, Admire Red Key, what did you make of the run?
Oh, it was a big run, wasn't it? I mean, he was a bit wide throughout and he had a bit of a task at the top of the straight. He just got there on the line by a long neck, but he was impressive, I thought.
Yeah. Now, mate, I imagine you've been at Werribee this morning, Lee, if you're not there
now. And yeah.
You're there now. How's he pulled up?
Yeah, I mean, talking to the boys, they obviously said, you know, he's a bit tired after the run. He lost a few kilos, but they're happy with him and he's been walking around this morning in the yard, so, everything's good.
What's the feeling, mate, on the penalty?
Yes, I know that's been a bit of a discussion. It's obviously out of my hands. It's the chief handicapper, Greg Carpenter, who will announce that at 11:30, and over to Greg, and then we'll see what the reaction is from the camp.
What's the talk at Werribee? Penalty or no penalty?
Oh, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to the Red Cadeau boys, they said give it 2 kilos. So I think there's no use asking the guys down here. They all want to give him, the grandstand. But Greg's been doing this for 30-odd years or whatever it is, so he's very, very experienced and world-class, and I'm sure he'll do the right thing, whichever way it is.
Yeah, so we've got 1980, Ming Dynasty didn't get penalised for winning the Caulfield Cup with 58.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so that's just a little bit there. Mate, just with the Japanese, I thought with that controversial scratching a Band-Aid on Friday morning our time, the Japanese weren't happy, quite obviously. They thought the horse is okay. You're worried that might have a negative effect on getting horses here next year, but now they've come out and won the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, there was definitely ups and downs, wasn't it? Having that happen on the Friday. I spoke to the trainer and the owner. They went to the races on Saturday. They had a runner, actually, a horse called Raisin. And look, they understood the decision. Now, obviously, they were disappointed come all this way, but they understood that was, the right decision and the horse's welfare was at paramount. So, look, they said to me, if we can find another horse next year, we'll be back. So, obviously, disappointing on the day Friday, but Saturday they were quite fine. And then obviously the win of Admire Racky obviously helped the situation as well.
You mentioned Red Cadeau, mate. Tough horse. How's it looking?
Yeah, he did some nice work yesterday. The boys were very happy. He just went past before. He looks really good. And the guys are very experienced. The same guys have bought the horse out for the past 4 years. They've travelled him all around the world. They know the horse very well. And they're quite very happy with what he's doing. He's actually going to have a little trip away tomorrow and have a little gallop down at Geelong Racecourse. So just to sort of, give him something a little bit different. But at the moment, they're giving him the thumbs up. So it'd be great if he could be right in the finish again. And if a horse deserved to win the Melbourne Cup, Red Cadeau does.
Mate, Protectionists, the German galloper, you obviously courted this horse as well. It's the second favourite of that 550 mark. It was unlucky but impressive first up. How's it doing?
Yeah, I think Craig Williams would like to pry Ryan Moore out of the saddle, but I don't think that's going to happen. So it probably just gives you a bit of an indication what Craig thinks. So they're very happy. The German by Jose that rides the horse and Lisa looking after it. They just go about their business nice and quietly and they're just very happy with the way he's ticking over. And as you said, there was a big run in the Herbert Power. So, at the moment, they're very happy and, they're looking forward to the Melbourne Cup.
Good on you, Lee. We thank you, mate. It's an exciting time of the year. We can't wait for that Tuesday. Well, Derby Day is a great day as well. It's coming up shortly.
No worries.
Well done, Lee Jordan there, international racing agent. And, the overseas horses. We're used to that now, aren't we, TK?
Yeah, very much so. But that Red Cadeau, it's a bit of a spruik at the moment. Just a horse that does extremely well. Just loves that environment down at Werribee and races so well in that Melbourne Cup.